Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want to greet you all this afternoon in the name of Jesus. We thank God to be in this place. God is good. And He will always be good. Now, let me just welcome each and everyone who is here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can you just say to your neighbor, you are welcome at Hammaskral Assemblies
of God.
Neighbor, you are welcome
makhelwane wa mohelegile
at Hammaskral Assemblies of God.
Go Hammaskral Assemblies of God.
Keep on coming.
Tswela pele o tla.
Keep on coming.
Tswela pele o tla.
Now, let me just greet Muruti Nakana. And may God continue to keep you. Now we are going to read the word of God. We're going to read the word of God this afternoon. And I believe God will help us. We are going to talk about the state of the church. The state of the Christians. What God says about us. What God says about us. Now I want us to open Proverbs chapter number 19.
Verse
number 21. Proverbs 19:21.
Verse number
21.
Pelo ya motho e loga mano a mantsi go phetega se morena a se beilego.
In English it's saying people may make many plans, but what the Lord says is what will happen.
Ngesizulu itsi kukhona amacebo amaningi enhlizweni yomuntu kepha isiluleko sika Jehova siyakuma.
Okay. Can you repeat again, my wife? Proverbs
19:21. Pelo ya motho e loga mano a mantsi go phetega se morena a se beilego.
So you can pray.
Motimo papa ka lebitso la morena Jesu Christ wa Nazareta, papa re ya o leboga le sebakeng se. Jehova motimo a o loka re leboga le ntshula ga o le lekgetswa. Papa bolela morena Jesu le dipelo tsa rena mo yo halalela motho mo ka re thuse to hear you and understand, mighty God, everything that you want us to know. Ka dipitso le matla la morena Jesu re a leboga. Amen.
Now where we have read in the book of Proverbs 19:21,
la sifunde khona encwadini yezaka 19:21,
saying people may make many plans,
ithi abantu bana macebo amaningi,
but what God says is what will happen.
Kodwa lokhu uNkulunkulu akushoko yiloko kuzokwenzeka.
People may make plans.
Abantu bangenza amacebo.
But God is the one who has the final say.
KuNkulunkulu unelizwi lokugcina alishoyo.
I know and believe that majority of us,
ngiyazi futhi ngiyathemba ukuthi iningi lethu,
we wrote things that we want to see in this year.
Sibhala izinto esifuna ukuzibona kulonyaka.
When January started,
uma uJanuwari
qala, we all wrote our plan. Some of us, we said, we wanna in this year, I wanna drive a car.
Abanye betu sithi kulonyaka
sizohlela izinto. I wanna in this year, I wanna see myself owning a house.
Abanye betu bathi kulonyaka sifuna ubona
kulezi. Some of us, we said, we wanna in this year, I wanna see myself being employed.
Sithi kulonyaka sifuna ukuzibona
sinemisebenzi. And some of us, we said, we wanna in this year, I wanna see myself owning a building a house.
Kilonyaka sitshela ukuthi sifuna ukuzibona
sinezakhiwo. I want to see myself having a child.
Sifuna ukuzibona sinabantwana.
But God says we may plan.
Kuthi iBhayibheli singahlela.
God is the one who has a final say.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu nelizwi lokugcina.
All of us when January started.
Uma uJanuwari eqala.
A majority of us we wrote things down.
Ubuningi bethu sibhala izinto.
Every year that is what we're doing.
Unyaka nonyaka
ilokwenza. Things that we want to see.
Sibhala izinto esifuna
ukubona. I say to you this morning,
God,
as the year has started, and we have almost 16 days in this year,
in 16 days
but
in
I'm saying to you, we may plan, but God,
God
is the one who has a final say. I know we are planning, I know we continue to plan, but I'm saying to you,
God,
if you plan, include God, because God, who has a final say. We may plan and we brainstorm about it.
We talk about it.
But let me tell you tonight. Let me tell you this afternoon. God is the one who has a final say. We plan, but God is the one who has a final say. When we plan, as we have planned, we must not forget God. We must always include God in our plan, because He's the one who has a final say. He's the one who has a final say. When you read Job 23, verse number 13, but God never changes, and who can stand against Him? He does anything He wants. Now the Bible says, God never changes. He does everything that He wants to do. We may plan, but God is the one who has the final say. If God says, you will only drive the car in 2025, you will drive it in 2025, not in 2022. Because God is the one who has the final say. All of us, we have wishes. All of us, we have things that we want to achieve. But I am saying to you tonight, I am saying to you this afternoon, God is the one who has a final say with our life. That is why Job has said,
what Job?
God never changes. No one can stand against God. If God is saying, in 2022, you will get married, you will get married. If God is saying, in 2022,
you will
be employed, because God is the one who has a final say. Even if people
think
there is no way that you can drive a car, but if God says so,
you
will drive it. God is the one who has the final say. Psalm 33 verse number 10, the Lord can ruin every decision the nation makes. He can spoil all their plans, but the Lord's decisions are good forever. His plans are good for generation after generation.
UJehova uchitha icebo labezizwe, uphuthisa imicabango yabantu.
11.
Icebo likaJehova limena phakathi nemicabango yenhliziyo yakhe ezizukulwaneni ngezizukulwane.
You can read in Spanish, my friend.
Morena o raranya mano abantle. O phekola megopolo ya ditshaba. Mme morero wa morena o tiile neng le neng. Gopolo tsa pelo ya gagwe di eme go ya wile.
Now, David is saying,
o Davida uthi,
Lord can rule every decision that the nation makes. God can rule every decision that the nation makes. And he can even spoil their plan. But he said the Lord's decisions are good and forever.
From generation to generation.
I'm saying to you this morning. I'm saying to you this afternoon. When we plan, include God. And we should know.
That God
is the one who has a final say.
These
decisions about us is not wrong. Sometimes we plan things and we don't receive those. Because God, when He sees,
He
sees this plan is not good.
And
we always force. That plan that we have planned,
it
should succeed. But God, God is the one who has a final say. All of us,
Songe,
or some of us,
we
planned.
We
had the wish.
Siyafisa.
But God,
God
is the one who has a final say. God is the one who has a final say. When you read Isaiah 14, verse 26. This is what I plan to do for this land. I will use my power to punish all those nations. When the Lord all-powerful make a plan, no one can change it. When he raises his arm to punish, no one can stop him. That is
Isaiah 14:26-27.
Ke wa namurero wo ureretswe go lefase ka moka ke lona letsogo le le emishitswe go godimo ga ditshaba tshotlhe go ba nete morena wa mashaba a di buletsego ke mang a ka go di thibela he a emishitse tsogo la gagwe ke mang a ka go gumisha.
Now Isaiah also here is saying, he said, this is what the Lord is planning to do.
Now,
when God told Isaiah,
he said to Isaiah,
tell the nation
that
this is what I'm planning to do. And he continued to say, no one can change what I say. If he raises his hand, no one can stop it. If God is having a plan in your life, if God is planning your life, is for you to succeed, you will succeed in 2022. It doesn't matter what people will say, but I'm saying to you,
we
may plan, but God is the one who has a final say. What does this mean?
It means
we should include God in our plan. The year has started, and I know the children, the students started going to school.
Yes,
the year has started. Include God in your plan. Include God in your plan. And when you plan, you include God. God is the one who has a final say. Isaiah 46:10. In the beginning, I told you what will happen in the end. A long time ago, I told you things that have not happened yet. When I plan something, it happens. I do whatever I want to do.
Isaiah 46:10-11. engimemezela ngaphambi ukuba ukuza nasendulo izinto ezingakwenziwa ngokuthi icebo lami liyakuma ngiyakwenza yonke intando yami mina engibiza inqe empumalanga umuntu wecebo lami ezweni elide yebo ngikhulumile ngiyakukufisa nginqumile ngiyakukwenza
ke nna a kwaditsego tsa mafelo mola di sa thoma di sešu tsa direga ke nna ke boletsego kare se ke se dirilego ga se šute ke dira tsotlhe tse ke di ratago.
Okay. Now he said, in the beginning I told you
ithi eqaleni ngintshelile
what will happen
ukuthi kuyokwenzakalani
in the end.
Ekugcineni.
And I told you.
Ngintshelile.
Long time ago.
Isikhathi sisekude.
And I told you.
Ngintshelile.
Things that have not yet happened.
Izinto ezingakwenzeki.
And I told you.
Ngitshelile.
That when I plan something.
Ukuthi uma ngihlela okuthile.
It happened.
Kuyenzeka.
Because God.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu.
Is the one who has a final.
Uyena onezwi lokugcina.
God is the one.
uNkulunkulu nguyena.
He has a destiny.
Onebanga lokuphumelela ngeimpilo zethu.
It's not people.
Akusi abantu.
I'm saying to you.
Ngizothi kuwe.
The year has started.
Unyaka uqalile.
As we have planned.
Sesihlelile.
We should know.
Sifanele sazi.
God.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu.
The one who has a final.
Uyena onezwi lokugcina.
We must not forget him.
Singamkhohlwa.
As we have planned.
Njengoba sihlela.
Because God.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu.
Is the one who has a final.
Uyena onezwi lokugcina.
When you read Acts 5.
Verse 39.
But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop them. You may even be fighting against God himself. The Jewish leaders agreed with what Gamaliel said. Acts 5.
Isenzo chapter 5.
Verse 39.
Chapter 5, verse 39. Ifunde kanje.
Acts 5. Ayina 39.
Eh.
Eh. Gumagala gur Bible. Nagumagala gur mara Bible. Yung gumalang bela. Okay.
Okay, Mruki Fuman. Acts chapter 5 verse 39 ithi kepha uma kuvela uNkulunkulu anikuba namandla okubachitha funa mhlawumbe nifunyanwe ningabalwayo noNkulunkulu bamvumela ke.
Now okay, in spirit
hego itswa go motimo gona le ka sikela khona go senya ba liseng gore lete le sitlogwetswa le le babalwa go le motimo.
Now, there was a time when the soldiers and the priests and the leaders.
Guneskati lama soldiers naba priests naba holy.
And the Jewish leaders.
Nama holy baba Jewish.
They were fighting with Peter.
Bebalwa no Petro.
And some other people.
Nabanya bantu.
And they said to them.
Bathi kubo.
No, these people must go here.
Labantu fanele bahambe la.
We don't want them here.
Asibafuni la.
They're making a noise.
Benza umsindo.
Until they had a meeting.
Ukufikela banomhlangano.
In the meeting.
Emhlanganweni.
One of them said.
Omunye wathi.
If this.
Uma loku.
If this plan.
Uma lehlelo.
Is from God.
Libuya kuNkulunkulu.
Let us leave them.
Asibayeke.
If it's not from God.
Uma kungabuyi kuNkulunkulu.
It will die.
Yokufa.
He said to them.
Bathi kuba.
Let us leave them.
Asibayekele.
This is from God.
Uma leli libuye kuNkulunkulu.
It will continue forever.
Ngiyokuqhubeka naphakade.
If it's from people.
Kodwa uma kubuye ebantwini.
It will just disappear.
Ngeke liphumelele.
What I'm saying is.
Engikushoyi lokho.
We may plan.
Singahlela.
But God.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu.
The one who has a final.
Uyena nezwi lokugcina.
When God has a final say.
Uma uNkulunkulu enezwi lokugcina.
No one can stand on your way.
Akekho ozomendleleni
yakho. God has a final say.
Uma uNkulunkulu enezwi lokugcina. Akekho oyomendleleni
yakho. I'm saying to you.
Ngizothi kuwe.
He has started.
Unyaka uqalile.
They have started.
Unyaka uqalile.
As we plan.
Siyahlela.
Let's continue to introduce.
Asiqhubeke simfake uNkulunkulu.
No one can stand.
Akekho oyoma.
In what God has started.
Lo uNkulunkulu akwenzile.
Unless we include God.
Masimfake kho
in our plan.
Ehlelo lethu.
Things will happen.
Izinto zokwenzeka.
Because God.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu.
Is the one who has a final.
Uyena nezwi lokugcina.
When you read
think it's Hebrews, but I think it's fine. I don't know Mara is. Bahebeu. Erebe gas paid. Gare gas ho bahebeu.
Bahebeu.
Six.
Six.
Verse number 17. It said, God wanted to prove that his promise was true. He wanted to prove this to those who will get what he promised. He wanted them to understand clearly that his purpose never changed. So God said something will happen, and he proved what he said by adding an oath. The two things cannot change. God cannot lie. When he says something, then he cannot lie. When he makes an oath. So these two things are a great help to us. We have come to God for safety. They encourage us to hold on to the hope that is ours.
Kuba Hebrew chapter 6 verse 17. Ithi kuloku ke uNkulunkulu ethanda kakhulu impela ukubonisa izindlalifa zezithembiso ukungaguqukeli kwecebo lakhe walamula ngesifungo ukuze ngezinto ezimbili ezingeguquke uNkulunkulu engeqambe amanga ngazo sibe nenduduzo namandla thina esibalekele ekulibambeni themba esimiselwe lona esinalo njengehaqe lomphefumulo liqinile ligxilile lingena kokuphakathi kwesiheqo
kitse modimo a di dirilego a rata gore bajabogwa ba se segolofeditswego ba be le lentšu le le tiilego le le sa fetogego a tiša taba ka keno
verse 18
gore ka mafoko a mabedi a sa fetogego ka ge modimo a sa aketše re be le kgomotso le maatla le re kgweditše setšhabelo re kgomaretše kgolofelo ya go kgolofela se se lego kwa pele.
Okay, now it continues saying,
eyaqhubeka ithi,
God wanted to prove to us that his promises,
uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusibonisa ukuthi izithembiso zakhe
are true.
Ziqiniso.
In other way,
okushukuthi
when God promises you something,
uma uNkulunkulu ekuthembisa okuthile,
he will do it.
Uzokwenza.
If you read in the book of Genesis,
uma ufunda encwadi ka Genesis,
there was a time,
bekunesikhathi,
when Sarah and Abraham,
la Sarah no Abraham,
they wanted a son.
Bafuna indodana.
God promised them a long time ago,
uNkulunkulu wabathembisa kudala,
that he will be the father of nations,
ukuthi uzoba ngubaba wesizwe,
the mother of nations,
no mama wesizwe,
but they could not understand,
kodwa bebangazwisisi,
and the Bible says they were old,
ithi iBhayibheli bebekhulile,
and because God promised them,
ngoba uNkulunkulu ebathembisile,
he had to,
wayefanele
give what he promised,
ukuthi abapha bakuthembisile.
Now what God can promise us,
lokho uNkulunkulu angasithembisa kona,
nobody can take it away,
akekho yokuthatha,
because his promises,
ngoba izithembiso zakhe,
yes and amen,
zinguyebo no amen,
his promises,
izithembiso zakhe
are truth,
ziliqiniso.
Now what we must do for us,
efanele sikwenze,
is to continue trust in him,
kubeka simthembe.
What we must do for us,
futhi ukwenza,
is to invite him,
kubeka simmeme,
include him,
ukumfaka futhi
in our daily life,
empilweni zethu zangemihla, ukumfaka
in our daily routine,
emsebenzini yonke yethu, ukumfaka
in our plan,
emahlelweni ethu,
what are we planning,
lokho sikuhlelayo,
let's include him,
asimfake,
it shall come to pass,
yophetheka
when we include him,
uma simfaka,
whatever we do,
lokho sikwenzayo,
when you go to work,
uma uya emsebenzini,
include him,
mfake,
whatever you do,
lokho kwenzayo,
when you eat,
uma udla,
include him,
mfake,
whatever you do,
lokho kwenzayo,
when you drive your car,
uma ushayela,
include him,
mfake,
when you study,
uma ufunda,
include him,
mfake,
when you go to school,
uma uya esikolweni,
include him,
mfake,
because he's the one,
ngoba nguyena,
who has the final say,
ngoba nguyena nezwi lokugcina, uma ukhuleka,
others children.
Because
he's the one who was a final
seed.
What he says, it shall happen.
If
you promised him that you will succeed, you will succeed in 2022. But we may play. But God, the one who was a final
seed.
In our plan, let's include him. In our plan, let's include him. Even if the plan is too small, let us include him. It doesn't matter if he's small or big, but include him. And it shall happen. Because God is the one who has a
fight.
God is the one who has a
fight.
If we can include God, if we can learn, include God in our plan, we shall succeed. If South Africa can learn to include God in their plan, we shall succeed. If the whole world can learn to include God in their plan, we shall succeed. If we include God in the plan, because God is the one who has
succeed.
Whatever that you plan, include God into it. Whatever that you wrote in your diary, include God. And say, God, I know you are one who was a final seed. Include God in your plan. When God says, I'm doing something, you will do it. No one can stop you. Let's include God in the plan. Let's close our eyes. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you this afternoon. We thank you this evening. We thank you this morning as you spoke to us, saying to us, we may plan, but you are the one who has the final say. I know as they have started, we wrote the plans down. We are planning. We've been brainstorming about it. But we're saying, God, we include you in our plan as a church. We include you in our plan as your children. Father, whatever we have planned, help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And let your will be done in our family. Let your will be done in our children. Let your will be done in our workplace. Let your will be done in our life and in our families, in our houses, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, because your promises are yes and amen with our life. And we believe, Lord, because you are God. Whatever you promised us, we shall receive. Whatever that you have planned with our life, it shall happen. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue, Lord, to protect us, Lord. Continue, Lord, to direct us as we'll be walking all over the places. Lord, we have learned that we must include you in our daily routine. When we eat, when we work, when we walk, we want to learn to include you, Lord, in our plan. In the name of Jesus, because we know, because the Bible says you are the one who has a final say with our life and with our plans. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's give God the hands of praise.